A decision on one of Syracuse's largest development projects of the century is still years away, but already opinions are becoming entrenched as others plea for more talking and new ideas. As the Innovation Trail's Ryan Delaney reports, the Interstate 81 debate was personal for many at a hearing yesterday.
The 1.4-mile elevated stretch of Interstate 81 running right through downtown Syracuse will soon need to be replaced. A decision is penciled in for 2017. After a series of studies in the spring, two options were deemed most feasible: rebuild the elevated highway as an updated and wider viaduct, or tear it down, reroute the interstate to the existing I-481 bypass, and put an urban boulevard in its place. Since then, opposition to the boulevard has grown as local business owners claim it will hurt their bottom line. Several politicians and local leaders have called on transportation officials to think bigger than just the two options. The State Department of Transportation has repeatedly said no decision has been made and no option has been eliminated. Syracuse Common Council President Van Robinson has long been a champion of seeing I-81 torn down, but he admits his side may be losing the public relations battle at the moment.
We have not vetted thoroughly either one of the proposals. And when people began to hear the pros and cons of each proposal in a realistic way, I think we're going to see a change in attitudes.
For those who live with the highway out their front door, the decision on I-81 is more personal. The state DOT kicked off a series of public meetings at Toomey Abbott Towers on the city's south side, the elevated highway clearly visible out the window. There was little discussion about a tunnel versus boulevard, but instead about how the decision will affect where they live. Many, like Patty Monday, are worried what construction will mean for their homes.
We live here, for God's sake. What I care about is getting thrown out of my home in 5, 6, 7 years. That's what I care about.
The state DOT will host a larger public meeting on November 13th. The decision on I-81's future will ultimately come down to them and the Federal Highway Administration. In Syracuse, I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.